Chelsea Talkers. Hi, welcome to Wednesday. You guys know normally on Wednesdays I do a whole recap of my favorite TLC shows from the week, and we have a brand new season of 90 Day Fiancé. So it pains me today to tell you that I'm not doing TLC talk. I'm headed to Maine. I'll fill you in more on that, but I got to take care of Mama Frage. So today, my friend David Yontif and I had a conversation about the cancellation of Bravo's Shaws of Sunset, the latest with Will Smith and Rick and Chris Rock. You know, of course, the slap that still everybody is talking about, but is Chris Rock filing that lawsuit against him? Who's the greatest housewife of all time? Is it Lisa Rinna or is it NeNe Leakes? We weigh in, and there's some exclusive scoop from David Yontif as well as to what you can expect this season on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Here it is. David Yontif, my love. David Yontif. Oh my God. David,
I got a lot. Sarah, we have to
let's get to it
fast.
Okay.
The first thing, just to close out the fact that nobody wants to talk about anything but the Oscars, Will Smith, 10-year ban.
10-year ban from the Academy. So he keeps his Oscar, but essentially you're not an Academy member. I mean, is this even really a punishment? You can't vote. I think that you can still be nominated. You just can't come. So he could still be nominated for an Oscar. He could win and someone could accept on his behalf. He won't be there. But I do think
Jada Smith can come.
She could come. But she's not. I mean, unless they get divorced, which I actually think they could be getting divorced. I'm just going to throw that out there. Everyone says they're thick as thieves, but I don't know. I think something like that changes you.
And
I think if his perception, if things don't get better in a year, I think they could divorce 100%. They've separated before. It's not like it's a stretch. I mean, that's what their story is with August Alsina, that they were separated and that's when she started seeing August.
I have to look up this August. Can I just tell you that Will Smith and Jaden Smith are a hot father-son. I'm not saying I need, listen, if they were to engage in anything together, I personally would not be opposed to that, but okay. I don't need them together. I would take Jaden on his own and I would take Will on his own.
Okay.
I have to look up this August and see, was he worth it, Jada? Because I don't know what you're doing when you have Will Smith at home, honestly.
Well, I think they're toast. I think they're done in their, well, I don't know. I think if his reputation can be salvaged, I mean, there's so many good stories coming out, you know, behind the scenes about them, you know, that he's reportedly devastated. He doesn't want to come out and say anything more because he doesn't want to bring any more attention to the family. They feel like their careers are all ruined. I don't know.
As in Jaden, too, because Jaden was hot.
These are just like reports and rumors like behind the scenes about this. I mean, how true it is, I don't know, you know, and they claim that Will Smith's in a really bad place. But, you know, what can you do? You have to move forward. And
I did see something like at CAA. I don't know if it's true. They've had like a 12,000 hour discussion. Certain people are like, you are not dropping him. Other agents were like, we have to drop him. I mean, listen, I really. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what I was just going to say, because I mean, what's the point of me saying anything? Like, who the fuck am I? And I have no say in the matter.
Oh, well, I'm fascinated by it. I read every single article about them. You know, I'm still so shocked. I am hoping for an Oprah tell-all because, you know, something deep is going on there. That's why I think that it is their marriage. I know they did the red table talk. They came out about August Alsina. And then at the end, they fist bumped and they said bad marriage for life. You know, I mean, a kind of take on the Bad Boys franchise or whatever. And yeah, that's their thing. I mean, I don't know. I think it was so strange. And I think when you're going to hear from Chris Rock. Anyway, the long and the short is this isn't going away. And a 10-year ban is huge. If you're in that world. I mean, to everybody else, no one gives a shit, you know.
Well, like you say also, people politic for this, you know, to win an Oscar. And yeah, you could be nominated, but are you ever going to be? I mean, is this who is going to nominate Will Smith? Everyone's going to be scared. It sounds like they're scared to even put him in his picture. Just quickly before we wrap up this topic, Mel Gibson. You know how, like, I tell you that sometimes I'm on and there's like 75 people listening, and I'm shuddering because someone's going to come on and say, "David, please move on." Mel Gibson did an interview. I don't know for what he's promoting something, and he, the last question the guy asked, did you see that? And his people were
goes,
like,
"Mel, Mel."
"That's all we have time for today. Sorry."
I
And
know.
the guy followed up, and the woman was like, "Mel's moving on now. Thank you." And he Mel laughed. Like, I think Mel was going to answer it.
I
Like, I
do
mean,
too.
Mel, he knows about being canceled.
I know, he really does. And I think, and you know what's funny too about Mel Gibson? I don't know, funny, whatever you want to say about him. Like they're all crazy, right? In Hollywood. I think you're right. I think Mel would have answered that. And like Mel, like I don't know. He probably would have had thoughts like about, I think Mel actually probably would have condoned Will Smith. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think any of these people, once you were that famous for that long, have any context of like the real world.
You know who's also crazy? And I'm not just, this isn't like my segue, is like these realities. I have people on this show. I'm not just referring to like Lala when she says like Rand is my guy and then two, but it's literally like I have people on this show that make these strong declarations. And literally a week later, something happens and their whole life changes. And I'm like, I
Really?
just spoke to you. Now,
Okay,
there's a
wait,
delay in.
who are you
Well,
thinking
I'm
about?
just, well, like, for instance, like, I mean, there's a delay in getting stuff out. It doesn't come out the next day. I mean, we have a schedule here and we're backed up, guys. I mean, I can't help it that everyone wants to come on. It's really no ego. It is just, there's nothing I can do. I am not saying no to people. So some stuff comes out a day later, some stuff comes out weeks later. There's nothing I can do. Months. But just like Lala, Rand is my guy, and Rand saying Lala's my girl, and then 3 weeks, whatever, however long later this happens. I have some
Oh.
people, okay, I'll be honest. I have some people coming up from a show that just got canceled.
I
And
know
yeah,
who this.
Shaz is canceled. Shaz is canceled.
What do you think happened there, by the way? I want all, because, you know, I've been a Shaw's fan and watcher, but I've never interviewed, well, actually, Nima Vand there. And look, I'll tell you, if you want to know something about Nima Vand, I mean, Nima Vand was like living for his 15 minutes on that show, like living.
Why he just gave you an
Oh,
attitude when he.
like he, okay, I don't know. He told this story on the Sarah Fraser show. I don't even know what it was about. Anyway, he emailed us after, wanted it removed, and then he said something to the extent, "I gave you a Taylor Swift." I don't know if Taylor Swift talked to him or he almost had a date with Taylor Swift or something. He goes, "I gave you the Taylor Swift hit. You know, I gave you or that nugget. Like, I gave you that, you know." And I'm like, dude, I don't think anyone was picking this up. Like, it, you know what I mean? Like, it was just so, I don't know. I found that part a little weird. Like, I gave you this sound. Like, okay, well, all right.
I'm not a fan of that shit either. And right, they always call him whatever story he wanted removed by you. I guarantee you were it's probably nothing. It was nothing of a story.
I couldn't even, honest to God, if you had a gun to my head right now, I couldn't even tell you what it was. I mean, it was that forgettable. But I'm just like, I got the vibe from it. You know, he was very nice on the interview, but he was very concerned about his image because he wanted to be picked up and forever on that show, is my take.
I had his sister on, Dr. Mona Van. She was a little difficult in her own
No,
way.
wait,
Lovely, lovely and nice, but she wanted certain things. I forgot what also, like toned down or something. There was something she wanted taken out, and I was like, this is such a nothing of a nothing.
by the way,
Like
she's the
what?
one that's now dating Gary V. You know, Gary V, the one that's become famous online for giving business advice.
No,
You know,
I do not.
you're like, no, I don't care. I don't care. Anyway, you know Gary V. I don't know. I feel like he was really super hot like 2 or 3 years ago.
Because
And
Mona's very pretty. Very.
well,
Let me look up this
Yes, Gary
Gary
Vee is getting divorced from his wife of numerous years, and he came out on his social media for the first time with Nima Van's sister, Mona Van. You'll know
Vee.
him.
Okay.
You'll
I
know him when you
mean,
see him.
he's not so bad.
He's gotten a
He's kind
lot
of cute.
hotter. Okay, Google
Oh.
Gary Vee like back in the day. Like
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe I'm not so into him
he's had
now.
a real, like, everybody, don't you love that when you become rich? It's like when you and I become like wealthy and at post our tour, like we're gonna look so much better. You know what I mean?
Well, like that Carrie Underwood, when they flash back to that season,
yes!
that season of American Idol, and I'm from Arkansas or wherever the hell it was.
Yes.
I've never been on a plane. And now Carrie Underwood is fucking gorgeous fashion guru. So, yes.
Only after, private, honey.
After our podcast tour, when it sells out and they need another one, yes, we are
going
to go.
We're going to look.
We are
going to
go.
Totally anyway.
So Shaw's is canceled. What do I think? By the way, did you take anything out for Nima? Did you do it? Because I did. I don't have the energy. So, right. I said, Mona, sure, baby doll, sure.
I did too. You know, in general, I love to keep it cool with most of these people. Like, to me, it's not worth the fight. I'd love to have them on again. You know, you and I are alike. I end up liking almost everybody that comes on my show. And I liked Nima. I just felt that it was like a little, at the end, it was a little pretentious. Like,
it's a little arrogant.
Yeah, I was like, all right, you know, thanks for doing us this favor, I guess. And, you know, the Taylor story went like nowhere. You know, I think he'd already said that to somebody else or something. So that was it. I just didn't like that part of it. But yes, I took it out.
Yeah, I get it. I took out Mona's thing. What do I really think happened is I really, truly, in my heart of hearts, I think Mike is the catalyst that sped this up, that ended. I personally, this is just me, I have been told directly by certain Shaws the exact opposite. But you know, I like to play my producer. I truly believe Shaws was canceled already and it was for the ratings. Yes, here I go, people. When a show is canceled, it is usually canceled for fucking ratings. That's how it works.
Okay,
so
how bad
people
had
tell
ratings-
me that I talk about ratings like it's 1990. I don't even understand. Ratings are 2022, and in 2042, people will still be talking about ratings. I'll probably be dead, so I won't be talking about them, but somebody will.
I will be propping you.
I don't particularly know what the ratings like exactly were, like where they like the exact 500, but they were not good. And just the way certain Shaws were speaking to me, although they said, oh, very soon, blah, blah. I just got the impression, look, here's the thing. When a whole group of people are not that accessible and it's under lock and key, like if Bravo is going to make an announcement season 9, you certainly aren't, because you will get in trouble for that. You'll get your ding, you know, Kelly Dodd fine for Drunk Wives Matter, as said on David Yontis behind the, like you get fined. Like if you say, oh, Bravo's announcing the return of or something like that, you will get fined. So I just found it strange that a group of people that were very unaccessible, like inaccessible, all of a sudden were dying to come on Behind the Velvet Rope and talk about anything I wanted. And great, more power to you. We got some people coming up, guys. But I just thought that was weird. And listen, it's also been a long time, right? Like the last season, it's been, when it's so long, I'm just like, this show. So I personally never thought this Shaws was coming back. That is just me. Kept it to myself.
That's some tea. That's some tea.
I mean, that's me. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, I'm glad that you consider that tea.
I do, you know, because I had heard 2 seasons ago that the ratings were in trouble. And, you know, and didn't it go from Bravo to E, or was it always on E?
It was never, nor is it on E now.
Okay.
but don't get me wrong. I love the Shaws. I love the show.
I love the show so much.
I love about it. I love Golden Nessa. I love MJ. Love.
Okay, but where do you think it jumped the shark that like the ratings went sour? Because like it was a ratings hit for so long. I mean, that show really was, you know, it was so good. What do you think happened?
That's a good question, because I thought even last season, like season 8, whereas I'll go on record and say I think last season of Vanderpump Rules was horrible. I think last season, like Shaws to me was good up till the end. I don't think it ever jumped the shark. I like last season. I just think so. Now, look, I think this happens with Mike. And now if they were wavering or like 90% canceled, whatever it was, like they weren't 100% sure. Yeah, sure. This pushes it over the edge. And I do think it pushed it over the edge. I do think politically, Bravo needs to make a statement. You know what I mean? And listen, the show, let's back up, people. Let's back up. Let's back up for a minute. Here is the true statement that no one can argue with. The show, Shaws of Sunset, could have 100% come back without Mike. You could have fired Mike for domestic violence charges. Mind you, innocent until proven guilty. You didn't fire Erica Jane. You didn't fire Jen Shah. So I'm not even so sure what, why, but okay, this is hitting some, whatever stance you want to take, because I do think we have a sliding scale. I will stand by that.
Oh yeah, we Jenny do. Nugent, every network. Right? Every network. So, I mean, look, yeah. You know I'm a huge TLC fan. Before the 90 Days, which is a very popular spinoff of 90 Day Fiancé, they're going through this too. A woman was fired at the beginning of the season for posting the N-word on her social media, writing very derogatory things towards Asian people, Muslim people. Okay, fast forward, we're like, we had two or three episodes left. Another guy came out that he had posted a meme or reposted a meme using the N-word. I mean, they didn't fire him and he's on the reunion. I mean, so it is always a sliding scale. I'm with
and
you.
And is he like a big character?
Yeah,
like
yeah, huge, meme? Huge. And of course, you know, when this other couple was fired at the beginning, like even more spotlight was shown on the remaining couples because they had to fill that airtime. So, you know, you got even more. Yeah, and he was... You know, he's still on the show. He's on the tell-all. I'll be curious to see if they bring it up. But I wanted to just give context to all of our listeners about, you know, Mike was arrested from Shaw's on March 27th for alleged domestic violence. We don't know, though, if it was against Paulina. Reportedly, they're still together. Do you think it's, I guess we can draw the conclusion, allegedly, maybe, that it's against Paulina?
I mean, that's, listen, I am going to just tell you a story. I have a story.
Okay.
I literally have a story. The thing about the more people you, I always tell people, like, this is why you got to go to Patreon, because Patreon is where I talk about what happens behind the scenes. But let me share this. So this is a real story, no criticism. And I do think it's against Paulina. I don't know who else it could be against. But, but maybe not, just my opinion.
Well, it's a domestic incident, right? So you don't know. I mean, that could be a sister-in-law. That could be, you know, I mean, that could be another family member. I'm with you. I'm drawing the conclusion it's Paulina, but it could be a family member.
But she has kids in the house. I mean, she has kids. Paulina has real children from, you know, her ex. So listen, this is just a story. This is not related to, I'm not alleging anything, but this is an actual true story that I was a part of. I interviewed Paulina. You can go back and listen to the episode. Paulina was on my podcast. Now, Paulina is recording. And I have the unedited video somewhere. So this is a real story. And I asked a question about, this was like at the beginning of COVID and like, well, that must be convenient. Like, you know, you at Mike's at your house. Like you guys are playing house. It wasn't really revealed that they were living together at the time. This was like soft David. This wasn't David today. That's like, you know, I've done 500 shows. Now I'm coming for you.
Yes.
But back then it was like baby David who like, thought he was coming for you, but didn't really know how to come. So I really, there was no agenda in this, but she started revealing stuff that basically, and I was like, oh, and it's like, she revealed that they were living together. Not really something, who cares, really. Kind of like Nima. This isn't like a big reveal.
Yeah, it wasn't Bethany's, anything.
Right. I was like, I didn't even think, so I hear in Persian, a gentleman, talking in Persian, very loud and very sternly off air. Now, I've watched Shaw's The Sunset, so I do recognize voices. Reza, Mike, MJ. This voice to me, but I did not see this human being, but this was recorded in the house. I did not, Sarah's phone is going off. I did not, Sarah's phone is truly going off, guys.
There we go, okay.
I did not see this person, but from watching the TV, the voice sounded like Mike. And then Paulina said, can I hang up the Zoom and can I get right back to you? Now, I thought the interview would never continue, but she came back on and she was like, you know, I'm sorry. I think I had to either, I don't know if she asked me to edit it out or something, but there was, and I don't, this story tells you nothing. I don't know what happened when the Zoom was cut off, but I don't know who this man's voice was, but watching the show, it certainly sounded like Mike. And even if it didn't sound like Mike, it's a gentleman in your house. It's safe to assume it is Mike. And it was in Persian, so I do not know what was said. But when she came back on, she told me, she said, you know, it's just the stuff. Because I was like, is everything okay? Like, she came back on, we finished the interview, edited it together. But she's like, you know, the stuff about like living together. And she said, you know, he's just trying to protect. I think she even said he, I think she said it was like, I think I have to go back and listen to it. Go back and listen to the episode. I don't know if that's, you know, I might have edited it out. But she said, you know, like, he's just trying to protect me with like the divorce and like people don't know where I live. It was some, but it was just, regardless of what it was in the context and why, it was an angry voice. So that's all I'm
interesting.
Saying.
You know, I never, okay. I mean, I mean, is this the first time he's been arrested for a domestic incident? I mean, as far, I know he's been
as
like,
far as I know, but like then, you know, his story last year was like this, he's, the story was the sexting and like he was sexting other women. Yes. And just the narrative on Mike on the show that they say is that you are a controlling man, that you, that is the narrative.
Like, yeah.
Paulina, who is, I mean, again, go and listen to the show, guys. This episode, it was, she was like a scared butterfly, even with me, just very soft-spoken. May not be the most exciting episode you guys ever listened to, but now I want to reissue, I'm going to reissue this for everybody, because I think, so it's just, I think there is, you know, you just, you make a stereotype. There's this like docile, soft.
Yes.
Like
yes,
the narrative that MJ and Gigi and Reza on the show said that Mike is controlling and likes to be the alpha male with his yes sir women. And so, but she's a sweetie, and I actually interviewed her feeling bad a little bit, like this is just weird to me, just to me, not causing drama, just that was my takeaway. So
Wow, that's really good. Okay, so I feel like everybody listening has a homework assignment. They need to go. Now I want to listen to the Paulina.
I'm going to reissue it because I do the reissues.
Okay, well, now I feel like I got to reissue Nima's because I want people to listen and figure out, like, what? I got to go back and listen to the Taylor Swift story. Baby. Reissue, babe. Anyway, there
but
you
no,
go.
So, I mean, listen, I think that pushed it over the edge. And I think I do believe if this were season two, blockbuster ratings, there would be no cancellation of Shaw's and there would be no firing of Mike. I just think this is all lumped together. Like Shaw's is canceled, and if it makes it's a political thing for the network to say it's because of Mike and we stand, this, go for it.
Are you know? Okay, last question on this, because I know we have a lot to cover today, but are you a little bit concerned about Bravo's programming? Because this is, you know, now with Roni, the old, you know, traditional Roni being canceled, OC having horrendous ratings. Now with Shaw's, this is beginning to give me E! Network vibes. You know, E! Is a mess. You know, E! News, you and I probably grew up on. I'm talking old school E! True Hollywood Story. You had Fashion Police, which was enormous. I mean, you had Howard Stern. This is like way back in the day. Howard Stern that kind of kicked that off. Juliana Rancic was like a queen there. I mean, and then I'm going to say 8 years ago, it just started to go to shit. And now they cannot... I don't even know how they're or what they're filling their programming with. I mean, it's so bad. No one's watching. I mean, are you concerned for Bravo programming?
Well, yes, E is truly a mess. Like that just isn't, I mean, I know this for a fact. I know people that work there.
Yes,
look,
I do
you
too.
Lost the Kardashians, so that's a big thing.
Yes.
You know, you could spin it any way you want. Ryan Seacrest is pursuing. The bottom line is you cannot afford the Kardashians. B, you cannot afford, you know, Little Miss Thing Seacrest. Like, you can't afford these people. So they could spin it any way they want. Ryan Seacrest works 24/7 a day. You know, he would stay if the money was right. You couldn't afford him. So, and with the Kardashians gone, like, what is the E! Programming? We don't have Fashion Police. It's, look, they're trying. They're trying with that celebrity show. Really.
Oh, Nikki Glaser. I do adore Nikki Glaser. She's,
you know, what's
show.
Rated well, too, shockingly, is I had her on my show, Rachel. The Bradshaw Bunch is actually rated high.
Really?
It's not buzzy. It gets, yep. I don't know about season three, but the first season did great. They couldn't wait to get that back for season
really?
Three.
Really? Yep. Okay. I watched a couple episodes of that. I mean, I liked it, but I don't know. You know, I didn't get like super into it. So fascinating. Okay.
So there's that. But so, excuse me. I don't know if Bravo is going to, like, I'm not really concerned, but remember we had Tabitha and Jonathan
oh my God.
And we had things that failed, but like where is the new programming? That's, I mean, we're kind of out of COVID. Like, where, what new Bravo show has come along? Now, we had Winter House, which is a new show, and we have a new show coming up, which I'm going to be covering, about five Atlanta matchmakers. It's okay. Greenlit. It's starting. The cast will be popping by Behind the Rope, guys. Okay. But yeah, like, I see your face. Like, is, are we excited for the show? Like, let's see how it plays out, maybe. But remember the days, even if Epic fails, but like, you know, that show about the eight designers, the Noragrats, and your top design. And like, Bravo used to say, here's a new show. Wait, you don't like it? It's canceled. Let's try another one. No, where are the new shows? Where are they?
No, I'm with you. I feel like maybe COVID, and maybe they're going to be doing catch up this next year. You know, maybe they're going to be green lighting a bunch of things to try. But you know, Candy and the Gang, I don't know. Is that doing any better?
I have to check in on it. Okay. I got to check in on Candy and the Gang.
Fascinating about Shaw's. I really thought that was another one of their crown jewel shows. And I have to imagine for that cast that's been there 9 years. I mean, that was their job. That was probably their full-time jobs, you know? So,
and I loved it. I think it went out on top.
Me too. I look, one of my favorites, MJ. I told you when I first got here to LA, I met MJ. I was like, oh my, I was starstruck actually with her. I was like, oh my God. I mean, I'm obsessed with you. How Shamps. Like, I love it. Tommy. And I need to know more about Tommy. I mean,
I've got some more about Tommy for you. Like, I'll tell you some stuff. No, I mean, for everyone to listen, not right now, but I got some stuff coming with MJ and Tommy. Okay. Lovely, lovely people.
Amazing, amazing.
I will miss it, but you know what? We have the RHOBH trailer to keep us warm.
Well, I will say, that is going to be ratings gold. Okay, we've gone from, I guess, no ratings to, I think that they could break records with ratings on this season. Do you? Let's take a quick moment to thank some of our sponsors. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFTdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Guys, I always say it, but thanks to you guys, I keep getting amazing sponsors. Every time you purchase from them, it goes to help me directly. You guys know this is my full-time gig. I'm so grateful for you. Not only are you helping me trend in the top podcasts, but also thanks to you, I'm getting new sponsors, and I always try to get you the best discounts. Organifi. Have you seen Organifi? I really love their website. You need to go to Organifi.com/TSFS. Use the code TSFS. You're going to get 20%. I told you a great deal. Sorry. 40% off calm. We'll get to that. Organifi. Look, what I love about Organifi is they have healthy blends from like green vegetables to like an afternoon kind of herbal tea. Pick me up. If you're not familiar, what they do is their whole products actually help you get energy. So if you've got a busy schedule like I do, it can be very hard to get all your nutrients on the go. I love adding a scoop of their green powder to my smoothie in the morning. You can add it to anything. It goes for all of their powders. Schman is actually using their vanilla flavored protein pea powder, which he loves. Even if you had time to juice vegetables or eat massive salads every single day, you might not love the taste of the dark leafy greens. It can get boring. So as you know, a lack of nutrition can lead to low energy, bad moods, and all sorts of craziness. That's why Organifi makes it easy to fill your life with more nutritious items using delicious superfood blends. This isn't a diet, guys. It's just to help you with your health. Add a scoop to a glass of water to energize and nourish your day with carefully picked fruits, vegetables, medicinal mushrooms that they all blend together for a delicious powder that you mix in. It's one of the easiest healthy choices you can make each day. Go to Organifi.com/TSFS. You get 20% off your order. Storyworthy. Guys, have you heard of Storyworth? Storyworth is amazing. It's story worthy to me because I like it so much. Mother's Day is coming up, and Storyworth is this. I had never even heard of them until they started working with the Sarah Fraser Show. And essentially what they do is they create lifelong memories for you and your loved ones. Now, obviously, Mother's Day is coming up this May. It's a great gift for mom. I've been doing it with Mama Frage, mostly to preserve the memories for my son and for my niece, Kimber. Now, Mama Frage, I know a lot about her life, but I didn't know like what some of her greatest regrets are. What are the things she still like worries about? What does she hope for the next 10 years of her life? Well, Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones connect through sharing stories and memories and preserving them for years to come. So I loved reading my mom's answers. And what happens with Storyworth is every single week it emails your mom a thought-provoking question of your choice from a vast pool of questions. So it's anything under the sun you can think of. Each unique prompt asks your mom to give a thought-provoking answer. What's some of the best advice that she would give you? What I've talked about. And then after 1 year, Storyworth compiles all those questions and stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that the whole family can share for generations to come. This is what I love, giving a keepsake like that. It's so awesome to flip through the book. You guys remember the old school photo albums, and then your parents would kind of tell you about each picture. Well, it's like all the beauty of that for years to come. Here's the code. Give it to your mom for this Mother's Day, a meaningful gift at Storyworth. Right now, for a limited time, you'll save $10 off your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/TSFS. That's storyworth.com/TSFS to save $10 off your first purchase. Storyworth.com/TSFS. Now I told you we'd get to Calm. Look, Calm's one of my favorite apps. I've been trying it out. They're a brand new sponsor here. You're going to love Calm. What's beautiful about Calm is it has all kinds of different meditations that you can use anytime at your disposal. You need like a night one, or maybe you need one during the day. Maybe you need one to help you focus. Manifestation, they've got you covered. It's time for a break. This is technically your little break with an ad, but our partners at Calm want you to focus on yourself for a moment. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Relax wherever you are holding your tension. Mine is my shoulders. It's important to tune in, recenter, and calm. Don't you feel better already? Maybe I should be the voice of calm. Anyhow, Back to you. Go to calm.com/TSFS. You're going to get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every single week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. Calm is ready to help you stress less, sleep more, and live a happier, healthier life. Guys, even as much as 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, you can set the pace, whatever you want. They even have it for children too, which is what I love. So get in a comfortable place and go for it. For listeners to The Sarah Fraser Show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/TSFS. That's calm.com/TSFS for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. Again, that's calm.com/TSFS. I think that trailer was fine. It just, I watch these trailers for Beverly Hills and I think, what is it? What's the magic? Why is it? This was my complaint always about New York. Beverly Hills has it all. It has star power, even though, you know, Harry Hamlin, legit fucking actor. You know, Lisa Rinna has worked in this town for years and years and years.
Garcelle has worked for years.
Kyle didn't have anything till this hit, but I mean, they are Hollywood royalty to a degree. Kathy is so rich. Like, it has it all, really. It really has it all.
I mean, what that it's almost saying at the end of the day, when you strip it all away, it's the famous people, it's the actors, the actresses, people that were legitimately famous that know how to carry a show. And I think I told you this before, because I apparently am like, you know, PR department of one over here. When you put this stuff out to the mainstream media, not the blogs, not Reality Blurb, although I love you, thank you for running me. When you call People Magazine, when you're on the phone with Us Weekly, you hear over and over, like, the bottom line is they care about, this is, let's break the fourth wall, they care about nothing the way they care about Beverly Hills. Nothing.
Well, everyone thinks Loney.
No, like, I get so much shit turned down, and it's like, then I'll have like a Sutton Strack on my show who says nothing. There's nothing here, and it gets picked up by people and everything. The media loves Beverly Hills. Loves.
I do too. I love it. What did you think of the trailer? I loved it.
I loved it, but this, I mean, I don't understand if producers pull her aside, but this Rinna is just, I don't know. Is she a genius or is she just a sick, vile person? Like, she did this to Denise. I think Rinna literally sits home. I do. And looks in the mirror and is like, Lisa Rinna, what are you going to do this season? Because you're not getting fired, because you got Delilah. I mean, granted, the kids make their own fucking money. But this is, so I think she said last season, the whole world hates Erica and all the housewives hate Erica. And the only, if Lisa Rinna hated Erica last season, that is not a storyline for Lisa Rinna, because Kyle hates her. And this, like, they all came for Erica, not hates, but came for her. The storyline is to defend Erica. Now you are being talked about. And I think Lisa Rinna says, bitch, you're going to defend her. Everyone says you threw Denise under the thing. Guess what? You're not going to throw her anywhere. You're going to be on her side, because nobody is. And all of a sudden, Lisa Rinna has the most, like, talked about, you know, not most, but it sets her apart, right? I think this season, Lisa Rinna sits home and is like, Lisa Rinna, here we are again. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, girl? And she says, A, I'm going to flip and go against Erica. Okay. She's like, that's not enough. I'm going to create drama for the darling Kathy Hilton. That scene where she says to Kathy, your sister, when she says to Kyle, your sister's talking about you. I mean, now we have two sisters, let's flash back 12 seasons, fighting. And it's all because of Lisa fucking Rinna. So I think Lisa Rinna really, I truly do, I think she sits home and says, the key, the linchpin is to be friends with Erica. And now this season, she's like, what is the big, oh, the whole world loves Kathy. Okay. I got to come for Kathy. I don't think she gives a fuck.
I don't either. I think that's the beauty and the genius of her in a way that so many people underestimate, is I think she doesn't give a fuck. I think she has such a greater purpose of being on that show to sell her Lisa Rinna shit on QVC, to make the girls famous, which to your point, they are, and they're becoming even more famous. And, you know, Harry was already pretty established in Hollywood. And I don't, I don't think she's going to do anything like, you know, racist or anything like that to like rock his boat. You know what I mean? So Harry continues to work. She's making more money. And she said this on the show. She's making more money since Housewives than she did like 10 years prior. You know, I mean, she, you know, I'm with you. I think she's going to do whatever it takes to stay. And she's a genius. Yeah, she's so good. And that's what I think is missing on these other shows. It's like Sonia. It's like you're just such like, it's like there's no thought, like Ramona, it's like there's no thought or calculation. Like the only one that was maybe somewhat capable of it was Dorinda, and they got rid of her.
Well, sweetheart, you don't need to worry about Ramona or Sonia for a long while, if ever. And you know, the thing, I mean, for all the reasons you're saying Lisa Rinna is a genius, this is why lots of the audience despises her. But I have to tell you, like, again, just like Denise, Lisa, not everyone knew Kathy. Not everyone was friends with Kathy before this. Lisa was legitimately friends with Kathy Hilton.
Yeah.
This was a friendship. So you are now taking another actual friend in life and coming for them. Listen, if you really, just think about it. If you really heard something, like Jersey, like Margaret held this thing about Jennifer. Now, she brought it out, but she says for seasons, and see, I know Margaret, so I know all, but you say for seasons, like, we can't. No children, no family, no work. Heather Dubrow has said that. The rule is you don't come after children, you don't come after a real business, and you don't come after family. So if Lisa Rinna was really concerned, she would say to Kathy and Kyle, listen, this is what I heard, and I'm doing this now. We ain't filming for 5 more months. I'm bringing this up. You bring this up on camera, like, A, she doesn't care. B, there's no limits. And this is another friend. This is an actual real friend that she had in the world before Housewives. Like, she has no limits, Miss Rinna.
Well, I think Rinna, what is also a genius about Rinna is what Kris Jenner, or Kris Kardashian, whatever she goes by now, Kris Jenner, she, you know, she'd always said when they had started out the Kardashians, she sat the family down and they all decided, I mean, if we're going to do this, we're going to show everything. We're going to say it all. We're going to show it all. And that's how I think they became so famous. And I think that's the genius of Rinna. I mean, I'm going to be curious if the Kardashians can bring it again on Hulu, because I don't think they want to share anymore the true things that are going on. And I don't blame them. They have a huge empire now. But I think with Rinna, she subscribes to the Kris Jenner motto. And, you know, like the Kardashians back in the day, I don't think they gave a fuck. They didn't care about Reggie Bush or that other, who was the other guy she married? I mean, he was so disposable. The other
Chris Humphries.
Yeah. I mean, he was like disposable, you know, I mean, they were willing to do whatever it took. And Rinna has that.
And, but that is Rinna's argument. Like, so, right, is she looking in the mirror, like I say, and saying, Lisa Rinna, come, let's discuss?
I think so.
Or is she, like she says to Denise and all the housewives that hide it, I bear it all, and shame on you because you signed up for this. You are not telling your truth. I know things about you, and you're not talking. We signed up, and look at me. I'm sharing it all. That is her argument. That's what she says. I just don't know if she believes that. Or if she's really like maniacal and will do anything, or if she truly in her heart of hearts has a heart of gold and like, this is the job. I have to do this on air. The job is, or is it like, I am maniacal and I am not leaving. I really think Lisa Rinna, love her or hate her, as far as understanding the assignment, I think she's might be one of the smartest housewives in history. I think she's good, right? And I think she's going to outlast everyone, Kyle included. I think Kyle is not a lifer. Give it a push in the wrong direction. Kyle's even said, like, I'm not, going to be here forever. I think Kyle is, you know.
Well, I mean, now she doesn't need it, right? Mauricio, at least from all outwardly appearances, you know, the real estate, the agency has taken off. It's doing really well. I mean, you know, I think for Kyle, it's probably more about the money than it is the fame, you know. With Rena, I think Rena is like old school. It's about the fame. It's about
you do. I think it's about the money too.
Well, though. I mean, they're all about the money. I think, yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait to see how it goes down.
I can't wait. But also, and I didn't mean to cut you off. Like, also, let's not forget that this is an actual actress. Like, those skills are not gone. Yeah. Has anyone watched Melrose Place or Days of, like, she is a trained. So when she says, "Come on, Kathy." Just be honest.
I know.
Like when she, like there is an element, and I'm not criticizing it because we love to watch her. We love to hate her. Like there is an element of Lisa Rinna knows how to act a scene. She does.
It's true. I think she has all the combination that you want. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Andy Cohen is probably like, what? Because her name was kicked around seasons before she was asked. I think they're just like, what took us so long?
With all the, I know. I think they're the like, misses, gold.
But she's, listen, she's not going anywhere. I think she understands the assignment more than any housewife possibly ever. And I do think that the acting is tied into that. I do. I think her acting abilities and skills, I'm not saying that she's Meryl Streep. I'm just saying it helps make her a better, like she gets it.
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it.
Wow, Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna.
But I can tell you, you know, I don't need to go take the temperature of the room. Lots of people despise the woman.
True.
What else? Oh,
well, I mean,
Beverly Hills.
I know this new lawsuit against Erica is wild for $50 million, basically alleging that she stayed on TV and you know, came on TV to bring legitimacy to Girardi Keese and knew exactly what she was doing. And by basically going on TV and saying, oh, Tom's, you know, Tom's a wonderful lawyer and Tom is this and we have jets, you know, kept the portrayal that Tom was a legitimate attorney when in fact he was just embezzling. I mean, you know, you are an attorney. I mean, like the accusations that are now being made that she was complete. These are accusations that she was like basically hand in hand with Tom, like defrauding, you know, victims, that she knew exactly where the money goes. Okay, you can throw that out, but like you've got to be able to prove it. Like I'm just like, are you going to be able to prove that she like handedly conspired with him? How?
It's such a hard thing to prove. Such a hard
thing. Unless there are unless there is something that we don't, or if there are text messages or emails, I mean, unless it is written down, which I'm sure it's not because Tom, I doubt was that stupid. But I mean, the only thing that I think is crazy about this is like, I almost wonder if the strategy is just to like bankrupt her, because I'm like, how much longer, even if she's making over a million, I mean, the attorney fees, like how much longer can she hold on?
Well, look at the trailer when she says, I only care about myself. And then she says, like, what does she say? Fuck the victims. Like, look at the facts or something like that. She says, I don't care about the victims. Look at the facts. So she is like Jen Shah. She is to the grave saying, I am innocent. Like, I understand what she's saying. Like, I'm not giving earrings back as I lose my voice. I'm not giving any money. I'm innocent. Why should you take my hard-earned money? It's mine. I didn't do anything. And Garcelle, then, you know, like on the reel, I think she said it. She's like, it's past that. Whether it's your money or not, you do earn over $1 million when all is said and done. You give something to the victims. Whether you're innocent or not, you could be innocent. It's called, we all volunteer our time and give money to charity. And for good or bad, your name is associated with this mess. These are victims that have pennies. So you could be, that's what I don't understand. I understand the lawsuit and like how it's going to look, and maybe you can't do it now, but she's gone on record of saying, I'm not giving a penny to these people unless I'm forced. And it's like, why can't you say when it's over, like, if I am found, you know, whatever, like, you don't even say, but like, give them something because they have nothing. And you make so much money. Yes, you're probably spending it on attorney's fees, but like, Then don't. Well, then give some to the fucking victims.
Look, I mean, even, you know, okay. And
you could be innocent. You could be innocent. That could be your charity of choice.
Yeah.
Giving to the victims.
Right, right. I know. I think that's a fair point. The charges, and you tell me how hard these are racketeering, conspiracy to commit racketeering, receipt of stolen property, aiding and abetting concealment of stolen property, money had and received, conversion, unlawful business practice, Consumers Legal Remedies Act, and deceit.
I mean, look, if there are emails and whatnot and things like that, they're not hard. They're not hard to prove. Like, if you have real evidence, these things are real things that are not so hard to prove if you have the evidence. If this is just like a shot in the dark and this other case was dismissed and let's go after her for something else, it's like, but the charges are really right. We've gone from like, what does Erica know to like, these are charges against you of being like the criminal mastermind, right? I mean, that's really what it's saying.
I know. And isn't it just like, I don't know. How did Tom... It's interesting. I don't know how you defraud. You know, now, I mean, they're saying Tom stole $100 million, basically, when it's all said and done. I mean, how do you do that and then, like, show up and, like, not, I don't know. Like, I would be aging in, like, warp speed. And I'd be, like, sweating. I don't know how you can go on TV and I don't know. Like, it's crazy to me that Tom would do that.
And what? These charges are saying that her whole goal in coming on Housewives was to talk for years about how great he was. And the minute someone said scandal, she could say, not Mr. Girardi. He is the pillar of the community.
Well,
I guess that's my Erica impression for the moment.
This says the TV personality made the cynical decision to leverage the scandal to further her career and stay relevant in the tabloids, meaning more exposure and a larger paycheck for her next season of performing on Housewives. Edelson PC entered a demand for a jury trial, meaning there's requesting to have the case heard and decided upon by citizens, of course, right? Because, I mean, who hasn't seen the show? Well, probably a lot of people. But in a statement issued to People, Jay Edelson said it's going to take some time to fully untangle the decades-long fraud committed by Tom's enterprise. We are, however, confident that we can prove that the law firm was operating as a criminal enterprise. I mean, that's a huge allegation. We understand that many of the people who have identified, including Erica and Tom's partners, have focused on a campaign of lies, misinformation and victim blaming. While those tactics can work fine on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion show, it's a disaster in a court of law.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still think proving guilt, and this is very top line without really diving into all this, I still think proving guilt, Jen Shah to me has more to worry about than Erica. That's just my... Jen Shah is on stage fucking twerking.
I've never met
somebody being indicted or in charge in federal fraud or whatever the exact charges are, alleged, that is so happy and just living life.
Living fucking life.
Again, you would have to scour the black internet market, the black market of the internet, to find a trace of me online. There would be nothing. I would not be online 365 days of last year, 365 days of this year. For the rest of my life, until this was resolved, I would delete every account, Mila account, and live. I would film for the show because that's money. I would do my job.
I mean, the thing is like, what else does Erica have? I mean, you know, she's divorced Tom.
And if they're paid posts.
They're paid posts. I mean, she has built herself as a singer and Instagram personality. You know, I mean, what else is she going? You know, it's not like, I mean, I truly do feel that Erica has been waiting for this moment. I mean, that was the trade-off. And I think they've even said that, you know, she supported Tom for years. She traveled all over the world as his, you know, wife or whatever. And then it became a time when he slowed down and they obviously started embezzling all the money so she could be, I mean, what's crazy to me is like, he must've been making like at least a couple $1 million a year. I mean, they still could have been impressive with that. You know, I mean, maybe they didn't have a private jet, but I mean, you know, they still were richer than most.
Sell the big house, move into like a normal house, A normal house in LA where you live or Beverly Hills is gorgeous.
I mean,
move into like a house half the size and cut the stupid tour out. I mean, even though I love the tour, like that costs so much. I mean, I'm telling you that thing.
I guess it goes to show you. I mean, she probably never made money from any of that stuff, right? I mean, you know.
The first thing I said when I was at the tour is, God, this is costing Mr. Girardi a lot of money. I mean, I was at the tour. They were on small stages in small venues. And, you know, like you see, like, you know, I haven't seen Candy Gal's tour, but like, you know, if like Melissa Gorga, if she were appearing in the club, it'd be Gorga with a microphone. Yeah. Erica had, like, I'm not exaggerating, I think 12 backup dancers.
Wow. Like
10. So the sheer number of physical bodies, they all have to get a salary of some sort. You have to transport them. How are these? I mean, a tour bus is a lot of gas and cost. They had costumes. So just the sheer fact that you want 12 people behind you. Mikey Minden was on the road at every performance. There's a hi, Mikey.
happened to Mikey, by the way? Where's Mikey at?
Oh, he's out there, baby.
I gotta find like, out here in LA.
These, I mean, that tour, I swear to you, this is before the scandal. This is way back. I had my ticket. I said hi to Erica and I went and got my place in the front. And I, when it started and when it was over, I said, this shit is costing Mr. Girardi. I said this so much money.
God,
so
isn't
no
it
scandal,
so sad?
Nothing. I just was like, this is a fucking expensive hobby.
And it literally was defrauding. Like playing victims. That's like, it was a literal, I mean, that's just like, I don't know how you go on stage now, you know, we don't, because another lawsuit of hers was thrown out. So maybe, you know, maybe she's totally innocent and they're just trying to, you know, because to your point about Rena, a lot of people are very angry that she, and same with Jen Shah. A lot of people feel like you shouldn't be celebrating, you know, life when you've been accused of this or somebody else on the back end. I mean, it's the same with Jen Shah. If Jen Shah is guilty of what she's been accused of, I mean, she defrauded people out of Medicare, Medicaid checks. I mean, she wrote fake checks. I mean, a lot of people gave them money and she and her partner there, again, we don't know that it's true. This is the accusations. They fucking cashed those checks for fake and then bought Gucci.
And are still buying Gucci. That's where it's like, yeah. Get yourself off social media. Again, film the show because you're making money. But when you're stopped on the street by TMZ, when a reporter from ABC puts a microphone in your face, just say, like, I am, like, horrified about these charges. Like, at least have some remorse, because the court of public opinion, when this is all over, whether you're innocent or not, like, if you are not innocent and you go to jail, you will get out at some point. Like, I don't think Jen Shah is going away for like 50. I think if Jen Shah goes away, it's going to be a quick hit.
You do? I mean, maybe. I think it's going to be 3 to 5. If she's guilty, I think it's going to be 3 to 5. Because I don't know. I feel like, are they going to make an example of her? I mean, look, even if she's sentenced to 3, all right, the reality is maybe she does 18 months, right? Even if she's sentenced to 5, maybe she does 2 years. I mean, you think about Teresa and Joe. I mean, Joe did over a year. I mean, it's very similar charges to what they did.
Think about it. So Jen will be in jail. She will literally probably the second day, maybe the second week after she gets settled and figures out the commissary, she'll start that book right away. There will be someone knocking on her door to write a book like Teresa. Teresa wrote a book about being in jail and her friends. She'll write a book. It will sell really well. So that gets you through a year and a half.
Yeah.
She'll go... Who's my visitor today? Oh, it's my ghostwriter. Okay, let me go. We'll talk about these pages. Jen Shah's going to be busy for, that's like a year and a half to write a damn book.
Yeah.
Honey, start on the second day. You got nothing but time on your hands here. She'll write the book. And I just think in Jen Shah's mind, like, all right, there's still going to be money coming in from that. And I'm famous. And now I'm uber famous. And I don't think redemption will come in her experience of being in jail. If she's guilty, right? Isn't that what, I mean, some people come out of jail redeemed. They've taken the time really
work on themselves.
I don't think Jen Shah is capable of that. She's found guilty.
All right. Well, there you go. Okay. I mean, we've covered it all today.
What else? Is anything else we want to talk about? I mean, we had some other topics. I don't know if we have some time.
Did we?
Well, I guess not. You were talking about people politicking for the Roni stuff. You were saying some people were politicking. You were talking about Ebony. I mean, I saw it.
Oh. Well, I would ask you really quick. Do you think there's a shot that Julia Fox could be on Real Housewives of New York? That was the rumor.
That's a good question. I do not think there is any shot. That is my honest opinion. Now,
that'd be so good.
Let me say a couple of things. Leah, Julia Fox was her, like,
sobriety coach. Yeah, she was like a sponsor in the program, which Leah cleared the air because there was a rumor that Leah outed Julia Fox and said, oh, you know, I'm Julia's sponsor. Well, that's not true. Leah had gone on Julia's podcast and Julia said that.
So Leah said Julia was my sponsor or vice versa?
Vice versa. Julia is the one that starts. So Julia, as the sponsee, said Leah is my sobriety sponsor, my AA sponsor. And then Leah, you know, once it was okay by Julia, Leah talked about that.
Great. Do I think that in real life I could see that? Yes. Do I think I could see Leah and Julia being friends? Yes. Do I think if Julia is hired for Real Housewives of New York and needs to bring her friend group with her, do I think this helps Leah's chances of getting back on Roni? No. Leah McSweeney will not be on the OG show. Leah McSweeney will not be back on Real Housewives next season. I can say that 99.9 million percent, with a million nines. She's not happening. She's over. Okay. Sorry, Leah. Goodbye, bitch.
Bye, boo.
You know what it is? Like, Julia, I'm obsessed with Julia Fox. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I don't think Salt Lake works because it's like a group of people that we got to know. That. Like, I think Julia Fox starts with jumping the shark. Unless there's something there that I don't know.
Good question.
She has to bring a friend group. Like, it can't be about, like, oh my God, that's Julia. She hangs out with Madonna. Oh my God, she was with Kanye. Like, she has, I don't know. Something. Have you seen, what is Julia Fox like? As, like, I mean, have you ever seen clips of her?
No.
We don't know.
No.
It seems too exclusive. Like, it seems too elusive and offbeat for me. And they want, like, a real group of friends. I know. You have to go.
I know.
I
love you.
Guys, we had a limit on this one, but we did, like, 15 minutes.
But we've got a surprise for everybody coming up. So it's going to be really good. So
we do.
Okay, The Sarah Fraser Show. You can follow me TikTok, Instagram, The Sarah Fraser Show. I put out podcasts now 7 days a week thanks to the guidance of my sponsor, David Yontif, who I adore. Where can people find you? Love you.
Behind the Velvet Rope, Spotify, Apple, or at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. Follow, go to YouTube, Behind the Velvet Rope, watch little clips, and all of the above. So love you much. Thank you, and we'll do this next week.
Love you, gorgeous. Bye. Bye.